knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his. Three's company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Jack, are you sure there was a leak here?
What do you mean? It kept me awake all night. You should have heard it.
What does it sound like?
Well, what difference does it make?
What difference does it make? It makes all the difference in the world. You see, if it's a soft, gentle kind of leak that goes drip, 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 all I have to do is change the washer. But if it goes drip, 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 then I have to finish off the whole bushing too. On the other hand, if it's a faint, distant murmur that goes drip, 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 then all I have to do is just.
You all right? That sounded like Janet. I'll be right with you.
Don't hurry.
Janet, I'll be with you in a minute.
Why? What's up?
I'm trying to get rid of the drip in the kitchen.
Well, I can't hang around here all day. I've got other things to do, you know.
Mr. Furley, what about the leak?
I took care of it.
You did?
Yeah, I turned your water off.
Can you believe that guy?
No, never mind him, Jack. Look, I had to work overtime. If we don't get going, we'll be late for the movie.
Right. What movie?
Jack, you're taking me to see Dr. Zhivago at the New Art, the uncut version, remember?
Oh, no, I can't tonight, Janet. I'm too tired.
What?
No, I had a date last night with Carol Green, and before I knew it, it was 3 o'clock in the morning. Janet, there is nothing more exhausting than 7 straight hours
of... Jack!
...begging and pleading. And I will. Dr. Zhivago is my all-time favorite. I've been waiting to see it for months. I wouldn't miss it for anything. I'll take you tomorrow night.
Tonight is the last night.
Well, it's not that good of a movie.
Oh, just forget it, Jack. You big Welsher.
Janet, wait. I promise I'll make it up to you.
You couldn't.
I was going to make you a very special dinner tonight, Chicken Kiev.
You know very well that I am on a diet.
With cherries for dessert.
Cherries Jubilee?
Oh, I forgot. That's probably not on your diet.
What diet?
I'll start cooking.
Thanks, Jack.
Hi, Jack.
Sure.
Notice anything different about me?
You're letting your nails dry.
No. Look a little closer.
They're dry already.
No, not on the outside. On the inside. I'm in love. I know. You're thinking, here we go again.
Again and again.
No more, Jack. This is the one. This girl is really different.
Sounds like all your other girls. Okay, Larry, who is she?
Hi, Jack.
Hi, Terry.
Larry. Oh, hey. Love that sweater.
Okay, Larry, who's the girl?
She loves my sweater.
Larry. You were telling me who Larry!
I'm sorry, what were you asking me?
Forget it, I know the answer and I don't like it.
I know what you're thinking, right? I'm not good enough for her.
Exactly. Yeah.
What could a nice girl like Terry see in a guy who's so unworthy, lecherous, inferior, depraved, scheming? Feel free to stop me anytime, Jack. Not when you're on a roll.
No, hey, I'm serious. Are you going to help me out or not? Me? What do you want me to do?
I want you to ask her to go out with me.
Why don't you?
I can't stand rejection.
Well, what makes you so sure she'll turn you down?
I can tell by the way she looks at me, you know, suspicious-like out of the corner of her eye.
Larry, all the girls look at you like that.
Jack, I'm not interested in all the girls. I'm just interested in one. That one, Terry.
Listen, you calm down. Okay. If I get a chance, I'll see what I can do.
Oh, okay? Thanks, Jack. And don't forget, build me up.
Build you up?
Yeah, you know, really make me look good. Really lay it on.
There's no other way, pal.
I'll be counting on you, Jack.
Hey, Larry, wait. Look, in the meantime, just act cool.
Cool.
Very cool.
Gotcha.
Okay? Okay. Can I talk to you for a minute?
Sure, come on in.
Can I? Thanks.
Have a seat.
Oh, thank you. You know, I think I'll stand. Terry, how would you like to go out with a guy who's tall and handsome, strong yet sensitive, witty and shy, and brainy?
Go out with him? I'd marry him.
Whoa, wait. Don't rush things. Suppose he's not at all that tall.
Well, I've been out with tall guys before. It's no big deal.
Right. Now, just suppose he's not that much of a brain.
Well.
Or sensitive.
How about handsome?
Nah.
Let's see if I got this right. He's not too tall. His looks are, yeah. And he's not too sensitive and not too bright.
So how'd you like to go out with Larry?
Larry?
I know it sounds crazy, but he really likes you, and he's dying to take you out.
Take me out?
Tonight.
You want me to go out tonight?
Just one date, Terry, please.
Well, I don't have any other plans.
Oh, thank you. You just made one guy very, very happy. I'll let you get ready. Janet, guess what?
You're not tired anymore.
What, Janet, what's the matter with you?
What do you mean, what's the matter with me, Jack Tripper? You make a date with Terry 5 minutes after you break one with me?
Oh, is that all?
Is that all?
Look, I was making a date for Larry. He was too bashful to ask her out himself.
Larry Bashful? Get out of here, Jack Tripper. What do you think I am, stupid?
Now, wait a minute, Janet.
Terry, can I ask you something?
No, Janet, I have to get ready for my date with Larry.
I feel really silly.
I think stupid was the word, remember, Janet? Janet! Did you actually think that I would break my promise to you?
Well...
Did you really think that I'd romance one of my roommates? That goes against our ground rules.
Yeah, I know.
But that doesn't mean that after dinner we can't fool around a little. Yes, it does. I'll start cooking.
Thank you, Jack.
I wonder what it'll be like going out with Larry.
Oh, you'll have fun. Larry can be real nice when he wants to be.
Yeah, but suppose he doesn't want to.
Well, you've been out with guys like that before.
Oh, yeah, you mean those kind of clowns that can't take no for an answer.
Clowns? You mean creeps?
Animals.
That kind of guy just makes me so mad. Terry, there's only one way to handle a guy like
that. How about a nice spinach salad?
You just give him the old...
Oi!
Good, gentlemen, what I like to do, I go...
Hey, excellent, but if it requires, you know, drastic measures, yeah. You just do something like...
Oh! Say, if you don't like spinach, just tell me.
Jack! Oh, Jack, honey, oh, gosh. Think we are.
This is not the greatest feeling in the world. Oh. No, I'm all right.
Yeah.
But don't stop.
Oh.
Well, wait, can I just...
Well, I'm going to go in and set the table.
Oh. I'll get the door. Just don't hurt me anymore.
Come in.
What? I'm getting a lot of doors.
So what did Terry say?
You got yourself a date, pal. Oh,
that's just great.
Yeah, well, thanks a lot, Jack. That's fabulous. All right, I'll take it from here. Now that I know she's interested, I'll just dazzle her with a little smooth talking. Huh?
Go for it, Lawrence.
Hiya, Larry. I'm really looking forward to tonight.
You are?
Yeah.
I mean, are you? I mean, you don't have to answer that. Of course, unless you want to. I mean, if you don't, if you want, I don't.
Larry, what should I wear tonight?
Don't wear anything. I mean, don't have to wear clothes on my account. I mean, not where I'm going to take you, of course. You have to get dressed up. Wear.
I'll wear something casual. Okay. I'll see you tonight.
Jack, about this date.
Yeah?
Cancel it.
Are you nuts? After what I went through, no way.
You heard me just now. I couldn't even put two words together. But I'm just gonna make a fool out of myself.
Larry.
No, forget it, Jack. I can't be alone with Terry. I know I'm just gonna freeze up.
What do you want? Someone to go along with you and hold your hand?
Oh, what a pal.
Larry.
No. No, this just might work.
Are you crazy? I'm not going to go sitting in a restaurant with you and your date.
You'll be sitting with your date.
Huh?
I'm going to fix you up with Gretchen.
No way. I'm too tired. Gretchen? Greedy Gretchen?
That woke you up.
No, I can't, Larry. I promised Janet dinner.
Yeah, you're afraid she'll be disappointed?
I'm afraid she'll kill me.
No problem. Janet will get her dinner, and you will get Greedy Gretchen.
What are you gonna do, work a miracle?
No, a Furley.
Right, Furley. Furley? Wait a minute, he can't even fix a leak. Larry!
Jack, look, I had this hidden. I was saving it for a special occasion.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm gonna chill it. It'll be ready for our special dinner.
Oh, no. Oh, Janet.
Oh, Gretchen.
Will you get in here? Where have you been?
Getting dressed. How do I look?
Look, forget how you look. What about tonight?
Don't worry. Furley's coming right up. Everything's all set.
What's all set?
Larry's date with Terry. What'd you think, silly Janet?
Yeah, he even made reservations at a great French restaurant.
Really? Gosh, ordinarily I'd be pretty jealous about that. But tonight, I'm having a pretty special dinner myself.
You certainly are.
I wonder who that could be.
I'll go see.
Please, allow me.
Mr. Furley, what brings you up here?
You told me to come up.
Look, everybody, it's Mr. Furley.
Well, hi, Mr. Furley.
Hi.
What's up, Mr. Furley?
Oh, nothing much. Just I happen to have a free evening tonight, so I decided to invite some lucky chick out to dinner.
How nice.
Well, what do you say?
To what?
To dinner tonight. With me.
Oh. Well, Mr. Furley, I'm so flattered. But you see, Jack has spent many hours preparing a terrific dinner for me. Right, Jack?
Well, actually, I haven't started it yet.
Good, good. Then it's all settled.
Yeah, well, you see, what he means is that he hasn't started the actual cooking part of it yet, but he's been doing heavy planning all day. So he'd really be disappointed. Right, Jack?
No, I wouldn't.
What?
It's just that... Jack, I'm just so terribly tired.
Oh, that's the truth. You know, Jack told me if he didn't have to cook dinner for you, he'd go straight to bed.
Excuse me, Jack. I wouldn't want to keep you up. Thank you very much, Mr. Furley. I accept.
Terrific.
I'll get my purse.
The old Furley charm strikes again.
Let's go.
Okay.
Jack, keep your hands off my champagne!
Go for it, Mr. Furley.
Larry!
Oh, of course.
Sorry. Wait a minute. I'm gonna need this for the Club Petit.
The Club what?
Petit. It's the new in spot.
Oh, yeah, I knew that. I was just testing in.
Hey.
Well, you do want Janet to have a first-class evening, don't you?
Of course.
Good. We'll go to the beach for some music, a few cocktails, escargots. Nothing like a romantic view of the ocean as the sun dips slowly into the sea.
Girls just love that kind of junk.
Jack, we better be making tracks ourselves. Jack?
Jack?
Gretchen.
Hurt me.
Come on, Jack.
Did you wake up?
Wait, get dressed.
Larry, I gotta tell you, I can't make it tonight. I'm just too tired, and I don't want to hear another word about Gretchen.
Okay. I'll just say three more words. 36, 24, 36.
Hike.
He's up.
I'm getting you.
Oh, Larry, you know, you do say the cleverest things.
Yeah, well, I guess that's just my style. But seriously, Terry, I'm not the kind of guy that goes for a girl just because she's beautiful.
You're not?
I like a girl with brains.
I like a girl with brains.
You know, I'm surprised to hear you say that.
So am I. No, nothing at all.
Terry.
Larry.
Eat. Mom.
Terry.
A beautiful name for a beautiful girl.
A beautiful name for a beautiful girl.
Oh, come on, Larry. It sounds like you're feeding me a line.
It does?
You'd never catch me trying to use a line on a girl as smart as you.
You'd never catch a line like me trying to smart.
What?
I just think you're very smart.
Oh.
No. And lovely. And delightful. And charming.
Don't overdo it.
Forget the charming.
Forget the charming?
Just kidding.
Brains and beauty, what a combination.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Greedy. Gretchen.
I'm sorry I'm late.
Better late than never. Better late than never.
Why would you say that?
I don't know.
When Larry said you wanted a date with me, I became very excited.
So did I.
Larry?
Huh?
All of a sudden you're so quiet.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just listening.
Yeah, thank you. Are you hungry?
Not for food.
What's wrong?
It's my back.
Why don't we go back to my place?
I thought you'd never ask.
Maybe we ought to go home.
Shh.
Oh, no.
Oh, hey, I'll put this back on for you.
Oh, don't bother. We'll get it on at home.
Maybe we should leave, Larry.
You're the boss. We'll get it on at home.
You're the boss. We'll get it on at home.
You know perfectly well what you just said.
I didn't say it.
He did.
Who did? Jack! What? What's going on here?
Jack will explain everything.
Oh, Larry.
Come on, please, Jack.
Hi, Terry. How are you? Okay, I'll try to...
Jack, what's this all about?
I'll explain to her. You explain to her.
Of course.
Terry, you look tense. Here, why don't you just sit down and relax?
Sit right down there. Hi, Terry. Just sit down.
Terry, This is not too easy to explain, so please bear with me. Mm-hmm. See,
Gretchen, this is so simple, you're just gonna laugh when you hear it.
Wow, the Club Petit. Mr. Furley, this is really expensive.
Don't worry about it. Money is no object. Tonight, that is. I'm glad we went to the ocean view, though, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that place romantic?
Romantic? Well, I guess it would depend on the company you're with.
Hey, hey, don't be so hard on yourself.
Good evening. Right this way, please.
Thank you. Well, 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 isn't this sweet?
Janet, Mr.
Janet!
You big fink.
No, it's not what you think, Janet.
You'd never, never romance a roommate, huh?
No, no, Janet.
Oh, come on, Janet. You don't honestly think that Jack and I were on a date.
Janet, don't you think you're barking up the wrong tree? I mean, why would Jack be dating Terry?
Mr. Furley, just stay out of this.
Janet, if you'd stop your barking long enough to ask Larry who's dating Terry.
Okay, fine. Where is he?
Larry, this is the stupidest story I ever heard.
I think he's in trouble. Larry.
I'm sorry, Jack. I told her the truth and she didn't believe me. I'm never going to try that again. Oh, hi, folks.
Larry, would you please tell Janet who's dating Terry?
When?
Tonight, you idiot!
Oh, that's easy. Terry and I were out on our first date.
And our last. I'm sorry, Jack.
Shh.
I am, I'm sorry. I really did think you were out on a date with Terry.
How could that be? I was Jack's date.
You were Jack's date?
That's right. And I've never been so disappointed in my life.
I could have told you that.
Boy, Jack Tripper, I'd love to tell you what I think of you, but I'm too much of a lady to use that kind of language in public.
I appreciate
that. But wait till I get you home. Come on, Mr. Furley, let's just leave these two losers and go on with our date.
Why not? Be a waste of Larry's money if we didn't.
Nothing.
Well, let's make that three losers. Sleepy, sleazy, and dopey.
Which one of you guys is dopey?
For you.
Me?
Yeah, Janet, I knew you didn't have any dinner, so I stopped off to get you a pizza.
That's really sweet, Jack. Sometimes you do the nicest... It's cold.
Is it?
It's ice cold. Did you come straight home with this?
Well, actually, I ran into greedy Gretchen. And naturally, I had to explain.
Well, how long did that take?
Well, let's see. By the time we got up to her place, that must have been...
You went up to her place with my pizza?
Well, Janet, you know, the streets aren't safe at night.
You know where else isn't safe?
Easy, Janet. Easy! Hold it. Tomato sauce stays. No.
Videotaped in front of a studio audience.